This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, a Telluride theater company is producing Shakespeare in the Park this week, despite the pandemic. Plus, our state is about to distribute millions of dollars of loans to small businesses impacted by COVID. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Firefighters are finally starting to gain ground on the Western Slope's major wildfires. As of Thursday, the Grizzly Creek Fire east of Glenwood Springs is about 60% contained at more than 32,000 acres. To raise money to restore Glenwood Canyon, two organizations have been formed. The National Forest Foundation announced the launch of the White River National Forest Restoration Fund, and another group, the Glenwood Canyon Restoration Alliance, is fundraising online at gcrestorationalliance.org. The Pine Gulch Fire, north of Grand Junction, as of Thursday, is at 136,000 acres and is about 50% contained. The state has reopened Highway 139, but travelers should plan for lower speed limits. The ongoing hot, dry conditions are shrinking some area reservoirs. Blue Mesa is predicted to end the year at 23 feet below its winter target, reports the Montrose Daily Press. Paoni Reservoir is at just 2% of capacity, which isn't unusual in dry years. Silverjack is at 46%. Other area reservoirs are doing better, with Ridgeway at 71%, Crystal at 88%, and Morro Point nearly full at 94%. In Cedar Edge, the Pioneer Town Museum is now holding a Sunday farmers market in the museum parking lot just off Highway 65. The market features Olathe sweet corn, peaches, apples, local honey, and more. It's open until October 25th on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Delta County Democrats have a new mobile campaign headquarters. The mobile unit will travel throughout the county leading up to the November election, visiting Cedar Edge, Crawford, Delta, Hotchkiss, and Paonia. A schedule of stops will be available soon. A wolf pup sighting was recently reported in northwest Colorado. An off-duty state biologist saw an adult gray wolf in June, followed by a dark gray puppy, according to Colorado Public Radio. The sighting could mean that a pack of gray wolves is breeding in Colorado for the first time since the 1940s. In November, voters will decide if the predator should be reintroduced to the Western Slope. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
Colorado is preparing to distribute millions of dollars of loans to small businesses that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Starting Monday, any company or nonprofit with less than 25 employees can apply for a chance to get up to $35,000 in financial aid. State Senator Faith Winter helped create the so-called Energize Colorado Gap Fund. She says it is needed because lots of businesses failed to get aid from the federal government.
They didn't have the right relationship with their banks. The application process was complicated. They didn't eventually make it across the finish line.
Winter says Colorado's application will take about 15 minutes to fill out. The state says it is prioritizing requests from businesses owned by women, minorities, and veterans. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Shakespeare in the Park is a classic summer tradition. While COVID has caused theaters across the country to close and cancel their summer productions, KOTO's Julia Caulfield has the story of a local theater company in Telluride producing sold-out Shakespeare shows during the pandemic.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts.
All the world's a stage. This summer, Telluride Theater is proving those words true with their 30th anniversary performance of William Shakespeare's As You Like It.
Oh boy, with his satchel and shining morning face creeping unwillingly to school.
On a piece of land in the far corner of Town Park, a fake campfire, wooden bench, and 61 Ford Galaxy creates the atmosphere for this year's Shakespeare in the Park.
Like you, this shepherd's life, Master Touchstone.
Truly, shepherd, in respect that it is solitary, I like it very well, but in respect that it is private, it is a very vile life.
As You Like It follows Rosalind, a young woman who is banished from court and travels with her cousin to live in the forest.
It's just a bunch of people running around the woods, having fun and loving and laughing and making crude jokes, and that's what Shakespeare does best.
That's Mary Higgins. She plays Rosalind. As You Like It is chock full of dynamic and wild characters, from the melancholic poet Jacques to the mean girl love interest Phoebe to the witty fool Touchstone. Luke Slattery plays Touchstone in this performance. He agrees with Higgins' assessment of the plot.
Hijinks ensue, and they have a silly goose time in the woods with the silly goose people that live in the woods, and there's some trickery, and ultimately, all's well that ends well.
But for all the gallivanting and fun, at its heart, As You Like It is a story about love.
I feel like the crux of this show is just how do we love as humans, and that every human loves differently. It doesn't make any type of love lesser or greater.
No, men are April when they woo, December when they wed. Maids are May when they are maids. But the sky changes when they are wives.
While the performance in Town Park is vibrant and lively, that isn't where the show started. Rehearsals began over a month ago with actors in masks, symptom checks, and blocking scenes strategically to maintain social distance. Not always an easy process.
It has been difficult trying to speak all your lines through a mask and trying to remember to stay 6 feet apart from your castmates when your natural inclination as an actor is to move into someone's personal space and have them move into yours and to connect. So it's been almost like learning an opposites game, like Simon says, but do the opposite.
With all the difficulties, Colin Sullivan, executive director of Telluride Theater and director of As You Like It, says the theater talked about canceling the show this year, but in the end decided to go for it.
I just was like, what if we just took a shot? I knew that it would be a different challenge to do this, but also, like, it's 30 years of Shakespeare. You know, he lived through a plague. Like, why can't we?
Sullivan says when festivals and events began to cancel, he wanted to find a way to give back to the community.
I guess this is just, like, our way of, like, hugging Telluride. You know, and being like, it's okay. We're all still people behind the masks.
Higgins shares his sentiment.
I hope that people find a sense of belonging, a sense of safety, and I just hope that they can find an evening to forget for even a moment whatever their trials and tribulations are.
In addition to skillful play with the bard's verse, As You Like It also features music from the talented singer-songwriter Emily Scott Robinson.
Alan walking down the road.
And with the sound of softball fans cheering on the other side of the park, Telluride Theater's Shakespeare in the Park makes summer feel almost like normal, if only for a moment.
Singing ancient songs and sowing wildflower seeds.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Thanks for listening and supporting public radio. Thank you.